Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that a Christian that does not have joy in being holy has quenched the Holy Spirit in him. Let's start with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. There's always going to be a battle between your old nature and your new nature. Count on it. Okay, just count on it. It's going to be there. Now, you might want to write this down as a Christian. If you no longer have joy in being holy and standing for the Lord, if there is no joy in Bible preaching and teaching with good godly music instead of that which emulates the world's style of music and stirs your flesh, then you have quenched the Holy Spirit's ministry in you. And you no longer have a right fellowship with God, though you may be religious and active. You instead are carnal. Let me repeat that for you, because some of you may want to write that down. If you no longer have joy in being holy and standing for the Lord, if there's no joy in Bible preaching and teaching with good godly music instead of that which emulates the world and stirs the flesh, then you have quenched the Holy Spirit's ministry in you and no longer have a right fellowship, although you're religious and active. You no longer have fellowship with God. You are carnal. You see, our text said, doeth righteousness. It means this is a daily practice with him. Jesus was meek, full of love, kind, principle, honest, straightforward, holy, full of grace, pure. He gave himself not only on the cross, but when he was exhausted and tired, he said to suffer the little children. In other words, allow the little children to come to him. My friend, that is Christ's likeness. And a lot of people agree with that kind of Christ likeness, but what about it applied? I have a man in my church, old Brother Eby. Brother Eby's in his 70s. He has emphysema. He has a heart condition. But he gets out regardless of the weather. Down in Florida, it's always humid. In the summer, you're at 100% humidity and about 90 degrees out there. And yet that man will go out and work, and in that weather, he'll visit at least 6 hours each week, visit homes, and try to get more boys and girls to church to hear the gospel and be saved. He's up early on Sunday, take the bus, and then take him home after services are over. And I find that interesting. Here's a man that he and his wife do this ministry. He's in his 70s, very sickly with the bad health, the emphysema, the bad heart. And sometimes I look at him, I think he's going to fall over right there. COPD. But he just keeps going. And I think of the bus ministry, that's a ministry an entire family can do together. They can get out and knock on doors together, ride the bus together, work together. And the bus ministry is a ministry that doesn't take you out of the church services on the normal way. Now, sometimes you got to get a bus driver to take a kid home that's really out of line. But in most cases, it's a ministry that doesn't take you out of Sunday school or church services. You can go to that class. You can go to church services. See, as Christ, you must be motivated by love. Doing that which most pleases the Lord Jesus Christ. Honestly, carnal comfort are much more important than too many Christians. Those kinds should never expect to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." If that upsets you, take it up with God. Liberty from God is designed to destroy the works of the devil, not to perpetuate them or justify them under the religious banner. You hear that rock music blaring at a rock concert coming out of the car next door to you at the traffic light. You hear it in the stores and other places you go, and you say, "Oh, that's terrible." But to take that music and only change the words to it, but use the same kind of music, doesn't make it righteous. Yes, the word needs change, but the music needs change. That's God's way. So, having seen the deceived, let's look quickly here now at the devil in verse 8. "He that committeth sin is of the devil." Is that a straightforward statement? It is. "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, that he might conquer that which conquered us, sin." The devil never feels bad about the effect sin has on any person. Now, "he that committeth sin" is what the Greek calls a present imperative, which is a military-type command, meaning to do this and keep on doing it until you are told differently or you die, or to stop doing something and don't ever do it again. Now, that means this person, his sin is not only habitual, but it is something of which there is no intention of turning from it. You know, I've seen men who've even preached, go the contemporary way. It breaks my heart, it really does. And I don't want to be the first to forgive them if they would repent of that. But I wonder, do they have joy? And is that joy of the Lord, or is it a worldly joy? Are they miserable when they're around true Bible preaching and good godly music? Then they don't have the joy of the Lord. There is no conviction in some people. So, the person who sin is not only habitual, but is something of which there's no intention of turning from it. There's no conviction in his heart disturbing him against it. Then his heart is hardened against it. If he's truly saved, his heart is hardened. Boy, I tell you what. That guy's walking on thin ice. For the unsaved, says he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. But we also find that for saved people, when they get that hard, the Lord takes them on home. Sometimes he uses sickness and all that to try to bring them back. It says a person who hates so much that any time they can cause ill to their enemy, it makes them feel good with no regret whatever. That person's not right with God. That is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Now, that doesn't say he is the devil, or demon-possessed, rather. Satan is the god of this world, and the prince and the power of the air, and this one who is deceived because he is moral and he hasn't hurt anyone. And so he's happy in going on in the way that he is. You know, Satan has always wanted men to think that God is holding back from them. Yeah, they just want to have fun in that church. They're so old-fashioned. They're standing on old-fashioned things, not on the Bible. So they think God's holding back from them. And that God doesn't want them to feel good or be happy. Or they attribute that to a church or a preacher, and they'll say, well, God wants me to be happy. They're not talking about the God of the Bible because he's holy. You see, Satan did the same thing with Eve. Now, God's holding something back from you. Oh, just look what you'd have if you just let that go. And he works that way on far too many today, especially those who have a bent towards fulfilling the lust of the flesh, if fulfilling that lust is acceptable with respectable society. Respectable society does not determine if a thing is right or wrong. It is the Word of God that does. Now, we've seen the deceived. We've seen the devil in this last couple verses. Now, we see Satan's the destroyer. For this purpose there in verse 8, okay, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the work of the devil. So primarily, the individual who is saved will find the devil is trying to destroy his testimony.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.